Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception that I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this notion, which is often quoted and often cited in various religious circles, that a martyr, a person who dies in the way of God, or a martyr, he shall be blessed with 72 virgins in paradise, or 72 hoors, as the words of the Quran. Of course, we know that hoor is a Quranic term. So this, there is a narrative which says that a person who dies in the way of God, who is a martyr, who is a shaheed, he shall be blessed with 72 virgins in paradise. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that this narrative has not been selected by either Imam Muslim or Imam Bukhari in their hadith anthologies. And secondly, we find that this narrative has some flaws in it. And we know that this narrative has been quoted by Miqdam. It has been reported by Miqdam in Ma'adi Karb. And he, of course, below him, there are certain other narratives, certain other narrators who are suspect. Now, most of the narratives or the variants of this narrative contain Ismail ibn Ayyash. And regarding him, we find, although that many hadith authorities do not regard him to be suspect, but then there are many other authorities who actually regard him to be unreliable. Thus, for example, we know that Nasai says that he is Zarif. And Ibn Hibban says, Kasirul Khatafi Hadithi. He makes a lot of errors in his narratives. Fakharaja an haddil ihtijaj bihi. And he makes such a lot of errors in his narrations that he cannot be adduced from. Similarly, we know that Abu Ishaq al Fazari says, his words which are reported are, Ke la yadri ma yakhruju min ra'sihi. He does not know what comes out of his head. He's absolutely unaware of what he says. Whatever he says is something. He's not even aware of what he's saying. He talks nonsense, in other words. Similarly, at another place, Abu Ishaq al-Fazari says that if Ismail ibn Ayyash cites something before people from narrators whom those people know, and of course he would narrate some other things from narrators whom these people would not know. So in both cases, Abu Ishaq al-Fazari says that his narratives are not worthy of being written. Similarly, Ibn Khuzaimah says he's la yuhtajju bihi, which means that he cannot be adduced from. He's not worthy that any argument can be taken from his narratives. So on the basis of this, we can see that Ismail ibn Ayyash is someone who is absolutely suspect. Similarly, we find that there are some other narratives in which, although Ismail ibn Ayyash is not present, however, another person by the name of Baqiyya ibn Walid is present. Now, about Baqiyya, authorities are absolutely, there is a consensus among authorities that he is guilty of tadlis, and not only tadlis, but the worst form of tadlis, which is called the tadlis of tasfiyah, which is, of course, a very heinous form of tadlis. Now, in the presence of this, we know that this narrative, in the presence of this data, we can say that this narrative is absolutely not safely ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the narrative itself, of course, there are some other details in the narrative. The narrative says that that a person who is a martyr, he shall be given seven blessings or seven traits, and one of these would be that he would be given 72 hoors or 72 virgins in paradise. Now, as I said, that since this narrative is not soundly and safely ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, therefore we cannot derive any directive from this, and it will be well in the cause of the truth that people who cite this narrative and incite young minds regarding it, they should refrain from using this narrative and quoting it, because it is not soundly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as the Quran is concerned, you find in the Quran, of course, there is a mention of hoors, there is a mention of these virgins, but there is absolutely no quantity which is specified. We know that the words of the Quran are that at-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin, that pious women will have pious men. Similarly, we know that the words are lahum fiha azwajum mutahharatum, they shall have pious wives. That's all which the Quran says. It, nowhere at any place in the Quran is any quantity of these hoors or virgins specified. So in a nutshell, we can say that this narrative, which says that 72 hoors or 72 virgins would be granted to martyrs in paradise, this is a notion which has no sound basis, and it is not safely ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.